T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. A Friday night in downtown Minneapolis. There's a lot of fun things you can do. Generally speaking, if I've got the time, I'm going over to G.D. Hoyt's to get my, I'll pick up my chicken sandwich with mushrooms, coleslaw at the side, maybe fruit, a little cheese bread, and a great conversation with Pat Montague, the owner over there, and I catch up, I get up to speed with what's going on sports-wise and beyond from his fine establishment. Pat, how are you tonight?
Doing great, man. Thanks for the opportunity to be on the show with you, Mike.
You know, you keep a great positive attitude no matter what, and I know this tests us all. Has the latest tested you when they went back to the mask mandate?
No, not at all. I don't think it bothers our staff, and it certainly enhances the customers that are coming in. Masks are no problem whatsoever. I don't think everybody understands the seriousness of it, and masks are the least we can do. So that's not a problem at all.
So what has happened, you know, since almost two years ago, I remember being in your place, you said, well, and this is typical view, you're like, we wanted to do some remodel anyway, so we're going to paint the walls and whatnot, so we had to do that anyway, so let's take advantage of the time off after they shut you down. What have the last couple of years been like for you? What's been the biggest challenge?
Downtown Minneapolis has nothing to do with COVID. It's the image of my little downtown. It's a beautiful place to be, beautiful place to own a business, great place to live and work. And I'll tell you what, it's got a black eye lately. I mean, it's got people that are afraid to come downtown because of what the press and the paper are writing about. It has nothing to do with COVID. COVID's COVID everywhere. But downtown Minneapolis, we just got an image that, you know, at 9 o'clock, you got to get the hell out of downtown. And I mean it literally.
Yeah, you're right, and you know, for people that really understand the structure of downtown, you're in what they refer to affectionately now as the North Loop area, which for people that really understand downtown, it's almost considered not downtown. I mean, it's like a separate segment. It's almost like being a suburb inside of downtown, and for people in Minneapolis, they see it that way. But I think what you're saying too is for people that are not from Minneapolis, or from the suburbs, they think it's all one and the same.
Correct. And I think when there's a report of a carjacking downtown Minneapolis, it paints a broad paintbrush over the whole of downtown. And I think that, you know, being in the North Loop, it is, business is good. You know, it could be a lot better, of course, but I'm, like you said, I'm always positive. You know, we've been here 37 years, not going anywhere, but the North Loop is virtually been, not untouched by all the things that are going on, but there's not a lot of workers downtown. And that's kind of what I mean. We need to liven it up, and we need to get people to, after work, to walk to the local bar and have a drink and go to a theater at night. And those are the things that are missing from the livelihood of downtown. The people that you walk by on the street, instead of being two right now, there used to be 2,000 people on the street after work, you know?
And no question. It's unbelievable, isn't it?
It is. It's a strange environment. It's almost like a dream at some days.
It is.
I mean, today our first table wasn't until 6 o'clock, and it's a Friday. I mean, you know, usually at 4:30, we've got a lot of people that are coming right from work.
They're wiped out from the week, and let's go have a little appetizer there before we get on with the weekend, right?
Correct. So that's my issues. The COVID's COVID. We'll deal with that. We'll do the best we can to make sure, you know, we've done everything possible to make it safe for everybody to come in. But every restaurateur is doing that. You know, that's the hard thing, is that we have a mandate that just started for next week. Obviously, everybody knows about that, the COVID cards and all your bars and restaurants. We just don't know how to enforce it. There's been no real followership, no real printout of what are you going to do? How are you going to do it?
I mean, so you mean if somebody comes and they don't have proof of vaccination, then do you turn them away? Do you call the cops? What do you do, huh?
Well, and you know, do I make my 18-year-old host, who's a You know, he's an aerospace engineer over at the University of Minnesota, one of the smartest kids I've ever hired. And do I make him a COVID cop on the door? He doesn't want to do that job.
No. He doesn't want to fight that fight.
How to? And there are certain people that absolutely will wave a flag to make an issue because that's who they are. And so we're going to run into confrontations. But, you know, if it was a statewide mandate or even a national mandate, I would be all for it. It's so hard for us to compete right now with all the other issues downtown that you can hop on 394 and go to the West End in 2 minutes.
Yep.
You're in Golden Valley. There's no mask, no mandate, you know, no cards. And they still have Grey Goose and shake it up over ice. And they might not have the ambiance and food I have. But
no, they don't. But, I mean, you know they aspire to. Yep. I talked to a guy from Hopkins today, and they just got leveled with it. And the main street there, of course, thrives on, you know, the locals and whatnot. And they just got the same mandate that you got. And it's like, how many times can we do this? And to your point, he said, it's not about doing it. It's about the fact that the next city over doesn't have to do it, and that's what really gets you.
Well, that's, you know, we're very competitive in nature, all of us restaurateurs. We want to do the best job.
Yep.
We want to serve the best product. We want to have the best staff. You know, we all want to do our best for the customer, and then to find out that, you know, this is a big hurdle, that to say, hey, the people in the suburbs don't have to follow the same rules of the game that we have to play now. So we're taking a definite piece of our pie, whether we like it or not. Whether we agree with it or not, we're taking a piece of the pie and saying you can't come into our restaurant.
Absolutely.
That's kind of a hard situation.
That's a hard thing to do. That's not the way the American dream and capitalism works. No.
As you know, my doors are wide open. We have people from all walks of life here at J.D. Hoyt's.
Oh, it's one of the great melting pots of Minnesota.
Yeah. It's
literally and figuratively, you know.
But now to take a piece of it and say you're not welcome, it's hard for us to do that.
Pat Money, who's our guest from J.D. Hoyt's. You know, you also hear about staff issues with, you know, keeping enough staff, planning their days out. When they were off for a while, some finding other jobs and saying, I'll just stick with the other jobs because the restaurant business looks so volatile right now. Have you run into that much?
A little bit. I mean, when the first COVID hit, we lost a couple of our cooks to truck driving school because it was easy to get a job and they were hiring left and right. That when they came back, that second one was a killer for us because now all of a sudden your job in the restaurant business isn't as secure as it was prior to COVID. Not that you didn't want the job, but maybe the job didn't want you. So other opportunities opened up for a lot of people. Now, us being fortunate, we've done everything we can. Everybody's gotten their back shots. Everybody's taking care of themselves. Everybody's staying, you know, healthy. And then this new variant came up, and it was like the New Year's Day. I mean, I'm telling you, we had four cooks go and two of the front of house go in 1 week. And, of course, now they're all healthy again 10 days later, and they're all ready to go back to work. It's all good. But it was kind of funny how we had been virtually unscathed by COVID in that aspect. And then all of a sudden, all at once, the second wave came through. So we understand how contagious it is, how serious it is. But it's not deadly like the first one was. And I think that's a big thing that we have to respect as well. So
I think people are smart enough to understand a lot of that stuff. You know, that it's not that we don't respect it; it's that we don't have to fear it the same way we did the other
Correct.
One. It's not that we want to spread it; it's not that we want to get it, but we also want to be, you know, realists about it to an extent. What about game nights? You know, you thrive on game nights, and obviously, you know, they've opened them up some for, you know, baseball got opened up some, and then the Timberwolves for sure. Not as much theater activity; it's been kind of hit and miss of those coming back. Have you felt the thrust of a good game night?
Oh, without question. I mean, tonight I just had the women's team from Ohio State basketball. They just had dinner and they just left. They're here about an hour and 10 minutes. They were in and out, bing, bing. But we, you know, we do a lot of team dinners as well. So not only the crowd that comes in before a game, and when the Timberwolves do well and they're on a run, Twins do well, they're on a run, obviously more people come out to have dinner. So, I mean, those are the things we need is winning teams if we can get them.
But, yeah.
You know, but the visiting teams, we do so much business with the teams as well. Tonight we're cooking. We got Gopher Hockey after the game over there at Mariucci. So, I mean, we do a lot of team dinners, and that's really good for our business as well. So the sports end of it is huge for us. We need to keep those guys going as well.
Sure.
And I know that, you know, hockey's been canceled a couple times, and one night we were doing the Predators, and we had to run out there 3 hours earlier than planned because their game had gotten canceled, and so then they're leaving town sooner. So we had to whip up food for them in you know, a lot less time than we had planned for. So.
People don't think about all that stuff. Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
So COVID affects us a lot of different ways.
Yeah, it affects us a lot of different ways. And it's fun when we're vibrant and we're going and teams are playing. And, you know, you can feel the hum and the buzz in the city. And I'm optimistic that one day we will return to that. But have you, I mean, have you learned any new strategies that this catering and takeout, have you found new ways to do it better because you've had to, or anything like that on the silver lining?
Without question, absolutely. I mean, we got curbside to go. You can just call up and order it, and our guys will come out with a hands-free payment. You don't touch anything. You literally roll your window down, grab your food, throw your card in, and drive away. I mean, we've been – there's a lot of ways restaurant tour guys – not my – I mean, all besides myself, all restaurant guys will find a way to make a living.
Well, but and that's the way you're built, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And we love it when the teams are playing because everybody's, you know, watching a game, they're highlighted into it. You know, they love the playoffs. I mean, everybody has got a, even if their team might not be in it, they've got a piece of the action. So it's kind of fun to have sports to take us away from our day-to-day. You know what I mean, Mike?
Yeah, I got to tell you, when you go to J.D. Hoyt's, it depends on where you stand. I mean, obviously, I've lived here a long time, and I've covered sports for a long time, and people want to talk sports and blah, blah, blah. But when I go over to J.D. Hoyt's, there is something that you alluded to earlier about the eclecticness of it. You don't know who you're going to run into, and it's not just sports figures. It's people from all over town. It's law enforcement. It's, you know, it's a lawyer. It's the guy that owns
CEO,
a business.
The gas station.
Absolutely. It runs the gamut. It's like Bobby and Steve's over there by Washington. You got no idea who you're going to run into, but you know this. It's going to be entertaining, and you're going to engage in some good conversation, and that's why I love going over there. I never know who I'm going to bump into.
We've got some great – I mean, we've been so blessed over 37 years to have such a great clientele and people that love us dearly and support us. And as I've said, as most restaurant guys will say too, without friends and family – we wouldn't be getting through this whole mess that we're in right now because, you know, there's no business traveling right now. There's not really a big hotel surge. You know, hotels aren't filled every weekend night with people coming into town. So we're making it on what we're doing, but without our friends and family supporting us, it'd be really hard.
Sometimes, though, you have to be the person that pumps up the person that comes in the door because they're facing the same issues. What's that been like for you? Because a lot of your friends are going through tough times, too, just because of the nature of COVID.
Hey, you buy a guy a beer, he's your best friend.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
But that's what it's all about, is we got you for 2 hours. Yep. I mean, you know, you come into Hoyt's, you're here for a couple hours, having dinner, whatever, and we want to make it the best 2 hours of your day. You know, we're all getting smacked around all day long with COVID and personal family issues, and we've had so many, you know, family, friends that have lost somebody or somebody's been really sick and they bounce back. But, you know, I mean, there's been a lot of issues and it's been a lot of negative issues. So when you come to Hoyt's, we want you to have a good time for a couple hours and you know, get a beer and get a hug and move on down the road. It's great. It's awesome. Yeah.
It is, and I think that especially in the winter months now that Eric Curry exclusive dining on the back porch where he's allowed to smoke a cigar, but he is outside, that's been a wonderful hit.
We call that summer camp out there, Mike.
Let me tell you, you can learn a lot if you hang around summer camp long enough.
You know, and I always say that if you have a cigar, you got all the answers. So when you come
you get that right,
patio, and you got a cigar, you got all the.
You get EC out there and Jack Morris, and you know, in a nice night, you better plan on being there for a while.
And Timmy Lauder's been known to hang out there with those boys as well.
Oh yeah, and more. Hey, Pat, great to visit with you. Keep up the good work. Thanks for being a leader in downtown Minneapolis. Thanks for staying open, and thanks for your positive attitude that helps us all.
We'll be here. So thanks, Mike. Thank you, brother.
You bet. That's the one and only Pat Money. There are certain places that I go to that just...
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hi, football fans. The NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.